Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for our weekly Capital Chat with the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So we are here in the waning days of the session. We've got a rather large demonstration planned by Kentucky teachers, and there's also some news about a potential tax overhaul bill at the last second. And then also we need to get a two-year spending plan to the governor. So a lot to talk about.
That's right. That's right. Lawmakers certainly will be busy this week. Well, today. Today is the 58th day of a 60-day legislative session. So lawmakers only have a few days to wrap up all of that and the road plan. You forgot the road plan. They convene today and then come back in mid-April for 2 days, giving themselves time to override any vetoes that the governor may impose on legislation. The teachers' protest that you mentioned earlier is happening today. The teachers are protesting a pension reform bill that was put in place. It was passed and sent to the governor within 9 hours on Thursday, and people are a little ticked off about that whole process. So what happened was, since no new bills can be filed this late in the session, lawmakers took a bill that had to do with sewage treatment and wastewater and inserted the pension language into that bill. They stripped out the original language, inserted this new language, and then passed it right through. It was a 291-page bill that I'm sure a lot of people did not even read before the vote was taken. And there's some speculation that that could happen today with a tax reform measure. The Courier-Journal reported that Stephen Rudy, who is chairman of the House Appropriations and Revenue Committee, gave Jim Wayne, Representative Jim Wayne, a courtesy warning that such a bill would be filed this week. Jim Wayne's a Democrat from Louisville.
All of this is taking place at a time when we still haven't got a budget bill.
So this could be part of the negotiating process between the two chambers. The Senate, early in the session, was rather adamant about passing a pension reform bill. And the House, of course, passed its spending plan that included tax increases, which the Senate said no, they would not entertain tax increases. The House was a little more reluctant on the pension bill. So it could be the passage of this pension bill portends maybe some tax increases in the spending plan. A little too early to tell, but this could be part of the negotiating process between the two chambers. And, you know, it's important to remember, too, that both chambers are run by Republicans, so they're basically negotiating with themselves. Democrats, for the most part, have been shut out of this process.
And you had mentioned before that most of the bills that have already landed on the governor's desk, he's either signed or let become law without a signature.
By my count, last Saturday, 42 bills had been sent to the governor's office. He signed 34, and 8 became law without his signature. So there's some important legislation in there, but not to the level of the budget bill, the road plan, tax reform, and pension reform.
So miles to go before they sleep, and we'll just sort of have to keep an eye on things there.
That's right. We absolutely will.
Our guest today on the Capital Chat has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great and interesting week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.